It's just me against the world. The city, the cops are stopping me. The project is full of bullets, the bodies is dropping. There ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killings, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Welcome to another episode of The Freshman 4. Yes, I know, Mason season's over. We've been a little late on these two interviews, but here they are. I actually got Petey Buckets in studio today. Say what's up.
What's going on?
Ready to talk to you about one and only A.J. Wilson. Guy makes EBA fun. Can definitely get Petey out of his seat, cheering for the squad. What'd you see from him this year? You know, remember that, you know, this is an introduction episode. So just kind of talk about you. I do want to hear some of your personal experience and not just necessarily what he did on the court for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing that jumps out about AJ immediately is just how athletic he is. Clearly one of the most athletic people probably in the entire A-10. Definitely the most athletic person on Mason's team. I think at times this season had a little bit of trouble, you know, playing within himself, but he had a few games where he put it all together. You know, blocked a ton of shots, grabbed some rebounds. I think he was easy buckets when he came in a lot of cases, because he's a really good offensive rebounder. So his ability to crash the glass and sort of go right back up was really helpful for a Mason team that struggled to generate offense at times.
Right.
So
he's like a pogo stick. That man's just constantly bouncing around.
He really
whether it's
is.
On the offensive end or the defensive end. The guy's hands are always active and around the ball. And that's why I would love to see him get into some like full court stuff, you know, some sort of aggressive defense to kind of use his length. You know, we really did get super hyped for him after Kenner. We actually probably, I think, watched 6 of his 8 games, you know, had high predictions for him. And we had to remind ourselves, you know, the guy is a freshman.
Right.
He's got 3 more years here. There's definitely opportunities in our front court to get some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, other than the electrifying plays that he brought us, what else did we see from him on the court?
So I think he didn't get to do this a whole lot, but I think he flashed a lot of skills that you want to see in a stretch four. He can shoot threes, and these weren't fluke threes either. He's got a really nice shot. He shoots pretty well. So I think and I hope that we're going to see a whole lot more of that next year. And, you know, I think we also got him in the high post a couple times, and he looks pretty good. I think he can pass out of the high post. He can put the ball on the ground and get to the basket. So I think he has the potential to be a really sort of well-rounded stretch four on the offensive end, in addition to just being a total nightmare on the defensive end.
Yeah, I think Petey covered it as far as on the court. So I'll talk a little bit about his off-the-court demeanor. That was, you know, what you're going to listen to next is the second interview. You can find the original one on By George and GiantKiller.co. But, you know, he's just always composed. You know, you'd think, like, you know, at times he wasn't getting the most minutes. He didn't say in the interview, like, I want to play right now. He said, I want to do whatever it takes to help the team. And, you know, of course, yeah, most players are going to say that, but he seems very genuine. He also is an interesting guy, likes to do different types of things. He doesn't just love basketball. He has other interests. And then, of course, I've met his family. Nice people. I joke with them a little bit because, you know, they made a shirt of one of Ibrahim's pictures of him doing the dunk at Midnight Madness or whatever. And so if you're listening, guys, we would really like a shirt, okay? Just you shoot me a message on Twitter. I'm a large. I think we're all larges.
Right.
We'll take 4 shirts. But anyways, super chill guy off the court. Is always happy to do an interview with By George, which we always appreciate, of course. And he just seems like he enjoys Mason campus, and I think that's very important as a student athlete. You got to like your team. You got to like your campus, and you got to like your major. Mm-hmm. So listen to this interview to find out what he's majoring in while he's at George Mason.
Okay, so this is Brian By George. I'm here with AJ Wilson. Say what's up to your fans.
How everybody doing?
So talk to me a little bit. How do you think this year has gone for you so far?
It's definitely been a learning experience playing college basketball on the, like actually playing rather than sitting and watching, has definitely been moments to remember day by day. But definitely is going good so far.
And so you've shown a couple different skill sets so far. You showed that you can get some block shots, you can throw down some dunks, but you're also hitting some threes. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your three-point shooting skills, and have you been working on that this year?
Well, everybody knows that I'm one of the most athletic people in the conference, so I just had to expand my game. So the parts I expanded my game was shooting threes. So working in on that day in and day out definitely helped me contribute to the team.
In the last interview we did, you talked a little bit about, you know, just kind of what redshirting was like. So talk to us about the difference between redshirting and actually getting a chance to play in games, and just the difference in vibe from redshirting and this year.
Well, redshirting is you definitely get to see it from a first point of view, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like you're still watching the game just like everybody else. But as a redshirt, you definitely have to like study the game. You definitely have to see it compared to actually playing, where you're on the court and you're actually gaining experience from being in the situations.
Can you talk to us a little bit about Reuter? He's kind of in a similar boat as you were in last year, practicing, doesn't get a chance to play. But what have you seen from him in practice so far?
Definitely leadership. That's the biggest thing. Even though he's not playing this year, he still holds us all accountable as if he was on the floor playing with us every day. In practice, he does scout team. He does that to a T and helps us get better and helps us prepare for the, playing against other teams.
And this year, you know, on campus, where are you guys hanging out? You know, last year you were telling me a little bit about, like, you know, you're in your room a lot, drawing, doing some different type of things. Where's your favorite spots to be at campus, and when is By George going to see some of these drawings that you said you would tag us in last interview?
My favorite spot to hang out on campus would be the JC, because there's a lot of people there. You get to see different types of people and different groups of people. As far as the drawings, I'm going to put them out sometime in a couple weeks.
And last time, you know, I always see on your social media, you're asking people to hook you up with some Chipotle. So you have to be psyched that there's a Chipotle on campus. Have you been yet?
I actually haven't been yet. The line's been crazy every time I went. So.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been going off campus still.
So if you have a spot to go in the JC, because it's changed completely since we were there. I mean, it was pretty nasty when we were there. Now you actually got some good options. Where are you going inside of the JC?
Either Steak and Shake or Chipotle when the line dies down.
And so I've seen your parents around, and they're rocking some T-shirts, and I'm pretty sure the picture comes from By George that they're rocking on their shirt. When does By George get a T-shirt from the parents?
You're going to have to talk to them about that. I didn't even know they had shirts until I saw
You're them. Lying.
I'm so serious. They just unzipped their jackets and showed me that they had that shirt, and I was just like, wow, that's a really cool shirt.
I mean, those shirts are fresh. By George needs one, so if you can talk to your parents about that and get us one, we'd really appreciate it. So this year, I'm pretty sure you're still like top 10 in the A-10 in blocks. What's been your favorite game so far this season? And is there an opponent that you're looking forward to playing next?
Every game has been my favorite game, just off the fact that I'm playing with my brothers and everything like that, and going to war with them every day. I don't see any game different from any other as far as wanting to play somebody specifically. I just go out with the same mindset, and that's to contribute to my team the best way I know how to.
And so this year, have you decided on a major? You know, have you started focusing in on your studies and what you want to do going forward here?
I declared for sports management last year, and that's the major I'm going to stick with. So I've just been doing classes that have to do with sports management.
Cool. AJ, thank you. I mean, you electrify EBA at times. We're so happy that we have the replayability now so we can watch you throw it down. And we're excited to watch you here for the next 3 years. Can you say something to your fans just to trail off this interview?
Go Mason. Make sure you guys come out to all the rest of the home games this season.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Yep.
Straight from Mexico, call her Quintana. Damn, she smoked my door. Swear to God, we go Rambo. If you disrespect the door. Straight from Mexico, call her Quintana. Damn, she smoked my door. Swear to God, we go Rambo.
Praise to the Pope, bless you with this dope. Step into my world where we get ghosts, cause in my mind we float.
Now, that interview was before the VCU game, the home game, quite some time ago. Just got lost trying to drop it all. Obviously, you know, content picks up and we are covering things, current events. But we're excited to drop it afterwards because we get to talk about AJ as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
What did you hear from the interview, though? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, so we learned that AJ agrees that he's the most athletic player in the A-10,
right.
Which is good because I think if AJ is going to turn into the kind of player that we need him to be, you need that sort of confidence, right? And AJ knows that. I think there was a – wasn't there a video from his freshman year of him grabbing a rim on a 12-foot hoop or something like that when they went to the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Right.
So, yeah, I think he knows that, and I think he's comfortable flaunting it, which is good. A couple stats that I feel like I need to throw out there just because it's who I am is AJ would have been top 20 in the country in block rate on KenPom, except he wasn't minutes qualified. KenPom is only looking at people who play 40% of minutes or more. AJ was about 27% of minutes for Mason this year. But I think it's not always reasonable to just extrapolate rate stats like that. But I feel like with AJ blocking shots, it is actually pretty reasonable. And it's probably reasonable to assume he's going to be there, might even be a little bit better next year.
And it's obviously one of his biggest skill sets. And you know, in the sport, obviously, you know, things that you do very well at, you're going to end up doing more often. And of course, sometimes he probably shouldn't go for blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And he should stay on the ground or play help side or something. But at the same time, that positive is something that, like, you just may have to deal with the negatives. Because we haven't seen anything like that since maybe Mike Moe, and Mike Moe is nowhere near the
Mike Moe's a different kind of player, right? Mike Moe is 6'9 and lanky. You know, obviously he could jump, but AJ's shorter. He's just got that explosive vertical jump that he can just get to really quickly.
But he's my only comparison that we've seen on Mason, at least in my time as a fan. So 10 years, I don't think we've seen any athlete like it. Like maybe Cam Long could like rise up and dunk, and he's like kind of has good size and length,
seems
but
sort of
like
quick twitch athleticism, right?
But as far as pure athlete.
Yeah, and as far as the shot blocker goes, he's clearly nothing like Eric Copes. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think I have a theory that AJ kind of takes himself out of rebounding position sometimes because he's chasing blocks that maybe he shouldn't be going after. And I feel like that when you look at the style that Coach Paulson wants to play, I feel like that's the sort of thing that probably drives him crazy. So I think we'll see AJ play with some more control and just sort of, you know, go after the blocks that are more reasonable. Like there are times where we saw him this year where he was trying to block shots from players that were, you know, 8 or 10 feet away from him that he
and
really
he's not just trying to block those
at,
shots,
but
he's trying to throw those into like
he's trying to
row double E.
He's trying to hurt somebody in the crowd with those blocks. Right.
Right.
But yeah, the other thing I think that jumps out about AJ that we haven't mentioned yet is he's a really good offensive rebounder too. Again, not minutes qualified, but would have been top 100 in the country on KenPom. I think offensive rebounding is just as much about sort of feel as it is athleticism. I think you can't just be an athlete and grab a lot of offensive rebounds. You sort of got to know how to size up shots when they're in the air. You got to know how to play off your man who's trying to box you out. And AJ has a really good feel for that as well.
And it's not just grabbing the rebound. Like, the tip-ins are crucial. Like, if he can get one of those a game.
Right. The tip-ins are great, and because he's so athletic, it's easy for him to grab an offensive rebound and then just go right back up. He's got, I don't know what you would call it, like second jump ability or something like that. But like you said earlier, he's a pogo stick, and you know when he comes down, he can bounce right back up. So great interview from AJ, great freshman season for him. He saved our bacon in the UMass game in the conference tournament. I think he grabbed 9 rebounds. I think he had 11 points and 9 rebounds in that game. That was pretty close down the stretch, and Paulson credited AJ and Greg Calixt as the guys who really saved the day for us in that game. So I think he had an awesome freshman campaign, and I'm super excited to see what he can do next year.
Yep. I think that's about all we have. Sad that Mason's season is over. I'm sure those who are listening feel the same way, but excited for our future, what we have coming up this next season and the impact AJ is going to play in that. Guys, keep listening. Thanks. Love you.
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. Just a bunch of dirty rats. Will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed. And hocus pocus, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done. Tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hearse. They say it's the
just my own kind, doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish I died. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed and everybody grieves, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media is full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Standing over me, screaming, I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here, naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. So I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in the paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you say?